We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in funny car, Matt Hagan. Matt, you didn't. Nobody improved on last night. Last night were great conditions, really positive run for you guys. Going into today with these two sessions, what were you working on, or what were you looking at to get accomplished today?
You know, I mean, obviously, I think everybody was surprised that we didn't improve. I think, you know, I'm sure Brock wasn't up there trying to run 80 flat. You know, we weren't trying to run 82. I don't know. It's just one of them weird deals, you know. I mean, last night was really killer. Tonight was pretty killer, you know. And you lay out the runs over each other, and they're identical. So it's kind of – it's just wild, man. But, I mean, you're up there splitting, you know, hairs to, you know, to make these cars run that, you know. So it's a real fine line. Just a little here, a little there makes such a difference. And, you know, it's – well, we got us a hot rod, man. I mean, it's running good. The car's been – Three knock on wood, three good runs in a row, and that builds confidence. You know, I mean, you look at Torrance today, and his car is running great. You know, and he beat the Sarge, but his lights, you know, Torrance's lights are incredible. But when your car runs good, you can focus on your lights, and things just come back around. You know what I mean? So it's just, it all has to work together, you know? So, and right now we got us a great race car, and I ain't got no excuses to have a bad light tomorrow. So, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen, but. It's racing, you know. You put your mouthpiece in and see what happens on race day, and that's why we line them up, because you just never know what's going to happen. And that's why all these fans, you know, it's pretty cool out here today. Did a burnout and looked around, and it's just slammed, you know. And anybody that says our sport's not growing is crazy. I mean, it's you know, NHRA is doing a good job with it. You know, probably should give some more free tickets away and help fill up those little extra empty spots. But other than that, I mean. It's pretty good, but I'm sorry, that's a dig, but I mean, I had to. But anyway, it's one of those things where our sport is growing. And it's really cool, and we got new sponsors coming in like Papa John's and big companies that, I mean, we're not just piecing together little stuff out here, you know, and Mopar and Pencil, and, you know, I mean, just you go down the list, and people want to be here, you know, and it's pretty cool that our fans want to be here. You know, they're taking their weekend that, you know, they could go be somewhere, you know, on a beach drinking a Mai Tai, you know, but they're here at a drag race, and they're watching NHRA drag racing, and it's just a cool deal, you know. So I'm excited to be a part of it. You know, we got a lot of racing ahead of us. Tomorrow's a big race day, and then Monday's a big race day. So time to get focused and get up on the wheel and make some stuff happen tomorrow.
You know, Steve-O's had really, really good lights all year. You know, he went out today and was in, you know, 30s and 40s, and that's not something used to seeing, obviously, in the Nitro class. You're a guy that obviously has really good lights, and sometimes even uncharacteristically good lights for your class. I mean, is that something that you feel like is becoming more normal in the Nitro classes, of having to be really good on the tree?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. These cars, it's probably the only reason I got a job. I mean, because I'm a bigger guy, so everybody's like, well, you should go slower. But I'm like, well, I can leave good, so maybe that helps me keep my ride. But, you know, it's one of those deals where, yeah, it's so competitive now that the years of, like, you look back where Force dominated and just outclassed everybody and outspent everybody, I mean, those are gone. You know, there's the parity team in the sport right now is unbelievable. I mean, it's throw down every round, every race, and you never know who's going to win it. And there's, you know, there's a handful of good drivers out here that really have it together and drive well, lead well, that you know you have to get up for and make things happen. And you know, it's probably the worst feeling in the world is to come back, you know, and look at 10 dudes that are just super disappointed because, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and he put it together for you and gave you what you needed to make it happen, and you let them down, you know. So that's my biggest fear on race day, is just disappointing my guys, you know. And that's something that, you know, makes you sick, and that's something I really try hard not to do, you know. So because you don't get those back, you know what I mean, when they think that, like, man, you know, you just let us down, you know. So it's tough, but that's what raises my bar, you know. That's what makes me come to the next level and really try to focus and lead well and give my team as much as I can out there on the start line, because it does take start line a lot of times now, and a lot of races are won right there, you know, and lost on the start line.
Cool. Perfect. All right. Great. Thank you, Matt.
Cool. Thank you.